imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. To 1910, a quiet but ominous decade in British history. The world unwittingly is drifting to war, but behind the scenes, Britain is not unprepared. Behind the scenes, such statesmen as Winston Churchill are seized with the urgent need to prepare. Churchill quotes the words of Blake to represent his thoughts.
Prepare, prepare the iron helm of war. Bring forth the locks, cast in the spacious orb. The angel of fate turns them with mighty hands and casts them out upon the darkened sky. Prepare! Prepare!
King Edward VII dies. Through the streets of London, a great crowd follows the remains of Edward the Peacemaker, whose reign saw the ceding of the Anglo-French Entente Cordiale. Another great king in a line of great kings is laid to rest. King George V ascends the throne destined soon to lead an empire into war to fight for liberty and freedom against Prussianism. On the footsteps of that throne, King George V is hailed by a multitude of British peoples. While these great affairs are casting their shadows before, there are a multitude of smaller affairs which Winston Churchill, our great adventurer, must be concerned with. As Home Secretary, he is in charge of the police organization of the great city of London, and one of his most stirring adventures is about to take place.
You like it here, Clementine.
I love it, darling.
Doesn't Big Ben annoy you?
I find his charm very comforting.
To me, they're a clarion call to action. The voice of England summoning her children to be up and doing.
You're always up and doing, Winston. I've never known such an energetic man. When you were president of the Board of Trade, it was bad enough. But now, as Home Secretary, you're the positive dynamo.
I like excitement. I enjoy things happening. But now, everything's as calm as a millpond. I thought we might take a trip to the Riviera.
I'd rather be here, in Eccleston Square.
So would I, if only something would happen. Look at all that vast city, Clementine. Over there, the drab wastes of Pimlico. A perpetual reminder of battles to be fought against injustice and oppression, wrongs to be redressed, the cause of suffering humanity to be championed. Over there, the shining heights of Belgravia.
Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, Sir Edward. He's here. Just one moment. It's Sir Edward Henry, dear.
Oh, the Chief Commissioner of Police. I wonder what he can want at this hour. Yes, Sir Edward. Churchill here.
What?
Yes, yes, yes. Go on. Sydney Street. What have you done? I'd better come over at once. In the meantime, mobilize every available policeman in London. I'll see Haldane and arrange for a troop of soldiers with machine guns. Yes, of course, I always believe in direct action. Wait for me just where you are.
Winston, what's happened?
Some armed alien criminals are holding the police at bay from a barricaded house in the East End. The Chief Commissioner has appealed to me, and I intend to take personal charge of the affair.
But what are you going to do?
I'm going to call out troops and artillery. If they won't surrender, we'll take the house by storm.
In London? It doesn't seem possible.
The strangest city in the world, Clementine. And the best. I'm going to make it my personal duty to keep it so.
Action at last. That's what you love, isn't it?
Yes, darling, that's what I love and always will. Goodbye, Clementine. I'll see you when it's all over, not before. If anyone wants me, tell them I can be found in Sydney Street.
Mr. Churchill, I'm afraid we're in an awkward position. These desperados are barricaded inside that house, and we just can't get them out. They've killed three of our men already.
We'll have to go into action, Inspector. I've called the troops out.
Troops in London? Good heavens, sir, that's unusual.
Unusual events call for unusual measures. I've also ordered a field gun, although we may not have to use that.
A field gun, sir?
Yes. Now, this is how I plan to act. By Jove, this reminds me of South Africa. The soldiers will creep forward to the assaults of the house behind bulletproof metal shields. Understand?
Start it again. Yes, I am.
By this creeping barrage, as it were, we should soon have the desperados where we want them.
Pardon me, sir, but don't you think you ought to get back a bit?
Get back a bit?
Yes, sir, where I am.
Oh.
I'm reasonably sure, sir, that a bullet just missed your head.
Yes, I suppose I'd better keep out of harm's way. Though I do like to see a bit of action. I'll get behind one of these metal shields and join in.
What about the field gun?
Oh, we'll keep that in reserve. Ah, here's the guard. Now for some real action. You can get your men out of the way, Inspector. This is a job for the military.
Hello there, Captain. Forward, men. Take the time. Keep well covered. Don't put your head over the shield at any cost. Ah.
See the end of this action. 10 minutes. What an extraordinary place is London. Anything can happen, sir. Heavens, the place is on fire.
The house is in flames. Then it was all the soldiers.
Yes, Captain. Tell your men to retire quickly. The whole place will be in flames in a minute. Get them out of the way.
This brother is on fire.
No, they're fools. If they stopped firing and surrendered, we could rescue them from the flames.
The fire brigade is on the way, sir.
You'll see that the fire brigade is kept out of the way. I'm not going to have firemen risking their lives over desperados who try to kill them anyhow.
You'll have to let them burn.
Well, they've asked for it. Anyway, they won't surrender. They've killed three of our officers. Give them one chance to surrender, Inspector. They won't. We'll be forced to leave them to their fate.
Hey, this is going to make a sensational inquest.
Yes, I already sense a very heavy measure of criticism. But I'll handle that, don't worry. Now see that the firemen are kept away at all costs. I would like to point out, Coroner, in answer to the considerable amount of criticism leveled against me, acting in my position as Home Secretary, that all such accusations are quite unjustified. I did not take charge of the siege. I merely came along at the height of operations. I did not send for the troops. They had been sent for before I was notified of the situation. One thing I do accept responsibility for, however, is my order in restraining the firemen from risking their lives in a burning building.
Good for you, Churchill! Three cheers for Winnie! Hooray! Order! Order!
Thank goodness that affair has died down. London won't forget Sydney Street for a long while. I'm sure it gave East End its biggest thrill for years.
A battle in London. It doesn't sound real, does it?
Explosions in our great old city. That's something which is out of place for any time. Oh, the worries of a Home Secretary. Suffragettes, strikes, and the international situation. No, Clementine, life is not dull. And it looks as though it will be anything but dull in the next 2 years. Germany is the trouble.
Germany, to lust for power. The Kaiser will drive the world to war unless we can stay his hand. The future is grim. Thank heaven we can have confidence in England in any situation. The world drifts to war finds Churchill fully conscious of the dangers which lie ahead for Europe and the Empire. Though Home Secretary concerned principally with local affairs, his vision is large enough to take in the panorama of an arming world. His interest lies in the great affairs and particularly in the naval power of Britain. Always a born leader, he is soon to lead the British Navy into war against Prussianism and tyranny. Follow his experiences in forthcoming episodes of Imperial Leader.